Women Talk, because every voice matters and every woman deserves to be heard.
All right, it is 18 minutes after the hour of 7. A very good evening to you across South Sudan, and welcome to today's Women's Talk segment of the Community Conversation Show, or Wanasata Mushama, Fi Radio Miraya, your trusted platform for discussing real issues affecting our community. I am Viola Elias.
And my name is Moyo Jacob Felix. Today is Monday, June 8th, 2026, and we take a closer look at divorce and child custody under customary laws. And so we'll be asking ourselves, is the system fair for women when it comes to divorce and child custody under customary law? And will the new family bill actually change our divorce and custody handled in South Sudan? Well, we'll find out.
Yeah, that's right, Moyo. And when marriage breaks down in South Sudan, the consequences are rarely equal. For many women, divorce is not just the end of marriage or relationship. It means losing their homes, losing their children, and also losing their financial security. In many communities across the country, customary law continues to play a dominant role in how divorce and child custody are handled. These systems are deeply rooted in culture and tradition, often prioritizing family unity and community norms. However, it also places women at a disadvantaged stage. For example, in most cases, children are automatically placed under the custody of the father's family, and a woman may be required to return bride price before claiming custody. Properties and assets are controlled by the husbands or relatives of the men. This raises a critical question. Is the system truly fair for women and children in South Sudan?
Yes, and that's a very important question. My ear is not an answer to that. It's a compliment to the question. So while customary systems are respected and widely practiced, critics actually argue that they may not always align with principles of equality in human rights. So women specifically, or especially those in rural areas, may have limited access to formal courts or legal support, and leaving them with few options when disputes arise. So South Sudan is actually in discussions around developing a family bill, a legal framework that would reshape how family matters, including divorce and also custody, are handled across the country. And so to help us unpack this discussion, we are glad to be joined by a women activist, Emmanuela Petea. And I want to say you are most welcome to Radio Miraya this evening, Emmanuela.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
All right. And also we'll be joined by Advocate Godfrey Victor. I will connect him over the phone shortly.
Yes, so stay there with us, and we'll be able to bring you all this and many more conversations on this edition of the show, The Women's Talk particularly. Good evening.
Step into the limelight with Women Talk on The Community Conversation Show. This is where women's voices are amplified and their stories take center stage. From gender-based violence to market dynamics, raising families to farming, no topics is off limits. Join us as we empower women to speak out, share their experiences, and drive meaningful change within their communities. Women Talk isn't just about discussion. It is about action and empowerment. Women Talk, because every voice matters and every woman deserves to be heard. Step into the limelight with Women Talk on The Community Conversation Show. This is where women's voices are amplified and their stories take center stage. From gender-based violence to market dynamics, raising families to farming, no topics is off limits. Join us as we empower women to speak out, share their experiences, and drive meaningful change within their communities. Women Talk isn't just about discussion. It is about action and empowerment. Women Talk, because every voice matters and every woman deserves to be heard.
All right, a very good evening once again, and welcome to the program. Right, we apologize, we are still trying to connect to our second guest, Victor But let us go right away to our discussion. Emanuela, welcome to the program once again.
Thank you.
Yeah. From your experience as a woman activist and also as someone with a legal background, how does the traditional law works when it comes to the issues of divorce and child custody, from your own understanding?
When it comes to issues of divorce and child custody, that is all considered as family matters. So the law is very clear under the Civil Procedure Act. It says that when it comes to matters of family, we should take into consideration customary law. Like, customary law prevails.
Mm.
And when we talk of family matters, it gives an example of inheritance, divorce, marriage, child custody, things like that. So most time, things related to family matters is where customary law prevails. It takes the upper hand. Mm. Yeah. And then we have seen that most time issues to do with divorce is handled at the customary level. Mm. Like, it involves chiefs, it involves families. People hardly go to court, like to high court, to seek for divorce or to apply for divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So these matters are mostly handled at the customary level. And we know very well how customary law or customs and norms in South Sudan has been the genesis of gender bias or gender-related issues. Mm-hmm. It has hugely contributed to that. Yes.
Mm. Yeah, and are you saying that if I want to divorce my wife, assuming I cannot take it to court, to a civil court necessarily, I have to go back to the roots, I have to go back to where the customary court is?
No, that is not what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. What
you have
are you
the
saying?
Option. You
yes.
have the option. Yes, the civil court, when you go to high court, it can give you, it can grant you divorce in case the grounds are genuine. It can grant you, but most times our community or our people prefer, since the law has given them that upper hand, that customary law prevails. So, and we know that divorce is mostly initiated by who? By women. Mm. Yes, divorce is mostly initiated by women for so many reasons. And when we try to take the issue, it comes back to customs, and customs doesn't support women. You get it? So the men will push for the issue to be resolved at customary level,
mm.
with the chiefs, with the families.
Because it favors them.
Because it favors them,
mm.
yes. So they normally look for where it favors them.
No. Mm.
Yes, especially if it is the woman seeking for divorce.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. What will these women then do if men resort to... have the matter resolved at the customary levels? What will the stand of the women to accept going to the customary levels, or they will have to insist going to a civil court?
At the moment, most times it is women are stranded,
mm.
because the best avenue is the let me give an example of Bikot.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Bikot currently, the kind of cases they handle are what? Cases to do with divorce.
Mm.
Let me say it amounts to 80% of the cases they handle.
Mm.
Yes. So the woman is stranded. She feels her hand is tied. As much as she wants to go to high court or the civil court, she ends up going to the
big court.
Yes. But if you have enough evidence, if you can prove your grounds, there's no need to fear. Also, these customs, at times, it is not that it is 100% unfair to women. If you are able to prove, it's just that most women, when they reach there, they become scared, they lose their confidence, you end up not being able to defend yourself, and you know lawyers are not allowed mm-hmm. to be in B court. Yes, so you are all by yourself, fighting for yourself. You understand?
So the judge will ask one strong question, then you begin to shiver.
You cannot defend yourself.
Right. Let's come to, you just mentioned that, women, the customary court, it's basically influenced by, it favors men at most. In what way does, this customary law disadvantage women? Maybe you can share with us some of the examples of cases or scenarios whereby a woman goes to the court to seek for divorce, but,
the court rules out in favor of man.
It is not granted to them.
I don't know the best example I can give, but a lot is happening in South Sudan. Most time, if you go to let's say a woman goes to court to seek divorce because of polygamy. When you first get when you got married, you are the only wife. And you didn't know that the man was going to marry another woman after you.
Do they really tell?
Yeah, they are supposed to tell.
Yes.
That after you, I will bring another woman?
No, not really like
some
that.
Some of the things happen in the process.
Someone can be open with you. For us in our family, we are polygamous. Just a honest one. As much as it hurts, but you already have a clue that these people in their family, they are polygamous.
So you expect anything to happen.
Yes, but then there is these ones who sugarcoat everything to you. They tell you you're the only person, and you have a principle as a person, as a woman. You don't want to be in a polygamous marriage. So you get into that marriage, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, the person brings in another wife. And then because you have your own principle, you don't want to stay in that marriage anymore. When you go to court with such grounds, the chiefs will look at you as if whatever you are discussing doesn't make sense to them. It doesn't add up.
Because it is in line with their tradition.
Most of them in that bench, they are all polygamous. They have 3 to 4 wives. How do you expect them to understand what you are talking about? How do you expect them to understand your grievance? That you cannot be in that marriage, and what you want is divorce. So in such situation, it's very hard for the for these chiefs to grant you that divorce. So that is just an example of what happens. Most times, if your grounds doesn't make sense to them, if they don't feel what you are going through, they don't grant you.
Is it that we don't have female? Judges at the local courts or at the customary courts that will be able to rebuild this ruling that actually comes in the favor of men, so they can also divert in the favor of women. At least we'll have female judges who are able to sit down as well and understand some of these things truly affect women and should not go that way.
That is it. That is one of the challenges that women are currently facing. It's not just in relation to representation at the customary level, but when you look at the legal system at large and you look at the legal institutions, be it the police, the people in the front line of fighting for justice, you find that there are no representatives. Like, women are very few in the police stations, in the frontline desk. They are very few. And when you approach them with your issue as a woman, things to do with gender-based violence, it's very hard to explain, because you are met with what? A man who will not understand what you're going through. Yes. So it's not only a challenge at the customary level or at the big court, but it's a challenge at the entire legal system, especially at the police stations. Yes.
Do you really think that these customary practices can actually be overturned, can actually be reformed to better protect the women and their children?
Of course, there's always room for reforms. There are a lot of advocacy going on. There are a lot of capacity building happening involving chiefs from the grassroots. So we bring them closer to make them understand the pain of women, what women are going through, how customary law is infringing the rights of women, how customary law is contradicting and putting women down. So there's a lot of such awareness happening around. Many women activists have taken it upon themselves to fight that battle. So I believe with time, even right now, there's already that level of understanding. They're open for reform.
Mm.
They are willing to learn. It's just that most time they don't know. So once you're able to talk to them and make them understand, I believe that there will be room for reform. And then secondly, we are hoping with the coming into with the enactment of the family bill and anti-GBV bill, so at least there's going to be some changes going to happen, because these are some of the laws that is going to rebuke that section in the Civil Procedure Act that gives an upper hand to customary law.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, let's look at the child custody. This is also another battle for women. Do you think the system prioritizes, you know, the best interests of a child when it comes to, you know, child custody, issues to do with family and traditions? We understand that when a woman is seeking for child custody, it's really very difficult under the customary law.
The question is, what is the best interest of a child?
Yes.
That is what most of us interpret. Even the law itself is not clear on the definition of the best interest of the child.
Mm.
A child, the law says a child below 9 years is supposed to stay with the mother. Until after the child attained 9 years, then you can hand over the child to the father.
Mm.
The best interest of the child comes in here. They look at who is the child more comfortable with? Where is the child safe? I can have, if we are looking at the best interest of the child from a financial perspective, that is not the best interest of a child, because it is not about money. Parenting at that age, at that tender age, is not all about money. Yani itabulgo fursa jena muhtaj le hananta umateto. Hanan al abude ma bagderwedi ihtiyajata jena altagurush abu bagderodi aktar min uma. Lakin kan ja fi nahya al mara shagal mara indu gurush. That woman has a lot contributing to the best interest of the child. She doesn't only contribute financially, but she contributes by emotion, ihtimam to le jena, ainu jena, terbiata jena. Terbiata jena, 90% of it is given by women,
yes, by the mother,
yes. So this is a situation where a father has married another woman, and the court thinks that the best interest of the child is to be with the father. Do you think that the father's wife is going to take care of this child? No, I don't think so. So currently, the court doesn't really look into the best interest of the child, especially when they think that the best interest of the child is with the mother. Abu Balabdor begurush bitao. He can tell the court, an indu gurush, wana kida, just because the woman is vulnerable, the woman doesn't have money, then the court thinks that the best interest of the child is to be with the father.
All right, let's keep it here. Let's keep it here for now. We have more to discuss, actually, as a matter of fact, and we'll have to give the chance or the platform to our callers to be able to share with those who are listening to us right this minute to join us on this conversation through our studio line 091-206-7879, 0120-06-7929, 0120-06-8101, or you can simply text us on 0912-177-141. You become part of this conversation. It's a very interesting one for that matter. Radio Miraya.
Yeah. Naama, Misah al Khair.
Yes, you are connected with Jacob Mingure.
Yes, Jacob Mingure. Jacob Fadal Tawali.
Okay, thank you very much. That's an interesting topic, but we have issues of these controversies, of these, is that the problem facing women and the problem facing the children, all this, we need awareness of our society.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to put down to aware our people. What is the best thing to the women this time around? Yes, thank you very much on this issue, but I have just one question.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah. First, we are aware, because our customary law, because the man is responsible for the marriage, not the women. It is good for the society to understand, or the people that they deceive on the ground, to understand the right of women, because women, they don't play a role on this marriage, because a lot of the community, some they pay the dowry, right? Actually, women, they don't have rights, because they don't have half of the dowry. That one is facing a woman a lot right now. The best solution to solve that problem, the best solution is that the chief understand that women have rights on this marriage. Because if anything problem happens between men and women, then the chief can enter and do the best for that. Yeah.
All right, thank you so much for your contribution.
All right, let's keep going and have more of your contributions, questions to our guests as well in line with the talking point. Radio Miraya.
Hello?
Yes.
Here, Lake Jacob.
Here,
Lake Osaza Elias. Here, the Kulu Mustamain, the Hazel Missa Jamil.
Ostas.
Peter Skopas.
Nam, Ostas Peter Skopas. Maravetole Barnamij.
أنا دير أخش في البرنامج توالي وطريقة أنا بس يتونس معه عشان نقدر نودي هي سلبيات بتاع الطلاق. أنت عارف يعني في قبائل قبل دير نخش في إنتردكشن بسيدين في قبائل اللي يملك أبوغار لدير زوج مرة ثاني كلام انت. لكن القبائل المين أبوغار لدير زوج مرة ثاني مشاكل يدوب ولا.
Yes.
انت عارف يا اكثر يال اللي بتكرب في التربيه والتربيه ما بكون ماشيين في التربيه يال بتاع الناس اللي تعلقوا نفوسهم ويالهم لسه في السن بتاع الطفوله وفي السن بتاع المراهقه. لانه في وقت ده السن بتاع الطفوله والسن بتاع المراهقه دير ان القوي من الاب وين هو بيتمثل في ام وابو. لكن إذا كان حصلت الطلاق الريال في الشارع ماشين لأبوي ماشين أمي ماشين في أبوي يلا هنا الإجرام بتخش في هنا وهنا بكون في كسور بتشنو عدم المتابعة للجراية وعدم يعني مراقبة للأبناء. وبعدك بكون في حاجة تاني كبير جدا جدا أشوى حاجة كمان البيزيد كين بلا يا جاكوب. I want to be very serious in this. يلا زول الطلاق ومارا والطلاق وراجل تو كلافهم كلامي دي بدي هنا بكون بتاس العملية بتشروط تاس العملية بتا أحيانا الرجل بمسك بزوجه مرة بعدك المرة ما بيجي تي مشية بتا إيال بتاعته عندما إيال كيني ما حيستغل بوز التالة من بطنه وإيال بتكرى البيت بتكرى التربية وبتطلع في الشوارع وبتطلع في حياة ذات مفروض ما وصل في المرحلة بتاعته تشمل في عدم القراية. نمان كمان في نفس الجانب إذا كان الأم ده في إذا شبابه وبعدها شعر راجل تاني ربما بيصير الراجل ذاته ممكن بكون قدر ولده الكبير ما حيكون فيه كرامينا الولد بتكرى البيت وبتكلى من البيت باسم الشباب وبكرة بتكلى ما ناجي لأنه ما لقوا حاجات. فده أي زول تلقوا مرة في المكان ده وأنا متأكد أي زول تلقوا مرة في المكان ده كل حاسي بنفسه كداين إيالك وذكر كلامي ده إنت بتلقوا كلامي ده 90% بتاعته هو حقيقة في كواتيم كلام بتاعتي. أنا دير نقول يا أخوانا مهما كان الظروف إذا كان أصلا حصلت عملية بالاختلاف الممكن بتعدي للطلاق أنا كان بس بقول لك أرجوك رجوع خاص لإيالك لأنت لو طلقت المرة جبت المال إنت كسرت فترة في التربية بتاعتك كله إيالك ده كله ما حينجى لك لأن ما في جانب تنجى بأبو من غير أم ولا ما في جانب تنجى بأم من غير أبو. والسلام عليكم.
شكرا بيتر إسكوباس لمشاركة بتاعك نشيل مكالمة تاني. رجو مرايا.
Hello.
Yes, Radio Miraya.
Yola.
Yes, good evening.
Ostas Levy from Maridi.
Ostas Levy in Maridi. Ostas Levy, Fadal.
Yes, Ostas, are we back?
Yes, we are on air.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah. I was find out one question. I was just saying that this is just happening because of the polygamous and something of that kind. But sometimes we used to see even those who are not in that kind of marriage, they still divorce. I don't know what could be the main reason behind it. I sometimes that gas in the national, you know, there's
who are monogamous.
Yes.
But they still divorce.
Yes, they can still do that one.
All right, thank you.
The second question. bogi belgi won sugale nikin jana gin indi lo to ai
shabaga taki shoya cap kede hawla dugu maratani.
Are you getting me?
Now you're clear. Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, because I'm not a father, Kalam Dan Gan, Mikin Jana, Boomer, so basically, Mikin Asan, go Dilo Akin.
All right, we'll find out later. Stas Levy, been ready. Shukran, Radio Miraya?
Biola Elias.
Yes, good evening. Misa Hanur.
Magu Marial Minwa.
Marial Minwa. Marial Fadal Tawali.
أكو شكر للبرنامج المهم يكتب برنامج سمي أول في أول ما بيزول بريد يعني يعمل لا يسهل زول لكن جسان في ممارسة تقديا سالبة مفروض زيل برا لكن الآية ده نقول لده بدأ من بينه على أنا بالنسبة لي أزواج بدا وين كثير ما بكون صعب لي تلاق لأنه إذا كان الراجل بوفر نفسي احتياجات أنا بشوف ما في مشكلة فوق لكن عندنا في طبيعة بتاعنا إذا كان مرة دا يتلاق أيوة مرة دا أجار أنا كان عرس بو كله مرة دا بيجيب وأنا بكون قايد بس بدوله لك في أي مالا نشغل فوق لكن أنا إصابت akan awal lebih jauh, lagi ni lebaru bukan sab, lebaru tak. Asal utar lag, de mama la se, lofi mama la se, wajar inu hak jangan.
Betul lag.
Betul lag. Betul lag. Mama zorur bayinu, lah kalau siade mama rejibul le nain. Lainu tabul nizam kawaja zul, buzul jmara wajar tu, ini albazu kelas. Lainu junubi nain siapa bunut bayar utan ledak. Again, there is my alarm. Nazim,
she. All right, Maria, shukran le mushara kabitak. Radio Miraya.
Yes, hello, Miraya. How are you?
Yes, Miss Ahal Khair.
I'm Fuad Rabiga. Can't you speak Arabic?
Yes, yes. Good evening.
Evening. How are you over there?
We are doing well in the studio. How are you?
So my name is Makech Majak from Bor.
Makech mean Bor. Makech, you're welcome.
Thank you. So the program that you have brought up is very. So I appreciate it. So I have to tell my sister there in the radio that it was then that women have no right to take their children, but I hope in time to come, women will be the one compensating children back to the. Will be compensating what that was given by the men back and take the kids. Because before, women were defending on men. So there were nothing to raise up the kids. But now, there's a lot of work for women to do, say that they raise their kids. So if a woman misbehaves you can divorce indirect and they raise your kid. Don't mind of that. The kid will be inherited by another person and be taken back. For what? That was them. My question is, so if it is like that, what would be the solution on top of that?
Mm. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Makech, for joining us, Radio Miraya.
Hello?
Yes.
Mark Mama Maria Tamiraja.
Mama Maria Tainti Marab 12 Barnamij.
Wallahi kalam de woja ana chedi de sengira na duk telefoni.
Yani takan mother dugu ya mama Maria ta malu sai.
Ana mother ni duk telefoni lakin kalam de woja ni kalami yal machin fi shawari wa baad gadin bu humu wa nasawi gadin bu humu. Ana ma barifa al wadom gadin bel di yal de shuno. Yani hasa ita mara rajil de rajil bitak ita ikhtirtu fi hayatak inu rajil de ikun rajili. Wita beli jana wai, nimret nen, nimret alata. Ia lebuasi la ashara ia lebuasi tamani ya jana. Ajal bukali raja lebu kun batal legdesho. Ia la ita mara, raja li ita beli ma mara deki deki. Ia kan ia lebu kun tamani ya kun sabay jana ita batal mara deki nafide. Ita deki jana bisak dum nazarere rebile. Bimana na zegadin bamil poda darin yam la poda fi junub Sudan. Junub Sudan ne baden bukun medan bita mashakil. Lanu بلي إيان وما في مسؤولين لإيان
ما في تربية
ما في مسؤولين من راجل ثاني راجل ما في فاتك مرة ثاني ومات وبعد كان بس ما كلامي ده ومن راجل نفسهم يمسك إيان بيتهم يربون ما في مرة بلي جنة أشرة جنة ويتا بالتلقو ما في راجل بلي ما سبع جنة ويتا بالتلقو إتا بالتلقو ده مناتو إتا يعني شواري ده كله إتو كالتو فوضى فوقه ده ومات ما بعد وشكرا
شكرا ماما مريتا من راجا كندي فرصة لواحد مكالمة وبعد ذلك بنمشي لأخبار باللغة العربية رجا مرايا
موهي جاكو
ده صوت فيولا كي جيك
فيولا كي
بيتو ما تلغم تو حاجات
أنا كويسين موهي ده معلو سي لكن يا
يس ماميور
Mabior ko ay tayo sa tukulan la marba.
Na, sharik tawali mo anna mabior.
Bar rabi sa misari, lakin misala ya wada. Lo mara matam le ragil bato, bamu lagbada, lazim mara de talago. Lakin albukun taap, de jana inta wala tumo. Jana der umu, riba lo. Jana der ajat, kulu patsaba sana ya kun jana butaraje lakin lo inda jitu mara ka mata gulale na zoju na turu de ma ma giga ake lo mata malega jat kul butabet almem zoju tani utakuru kulu de ndo za win butat taklemo ukali de kun gan ma yal buto mata turu do albukunta bande de mara de rajel da wala dinta wala tuda wala bit kalam da kali sai bukare mara white wala le kam sacher gena lo ma yan wala le wala tamania lo inda tamania ta mu tarbiya tamam ma kala zita mutu wajibi jin sudan ni na da ruwa gabu talak kana yal de yal asade algat chor yadel de yal mu butu turudu fadol baro alad bamti bichara belagge da jabu tsara akul ba mu street boy bulim ba yaw katira sa junub korna e junub kul wit yalfe ki yalde ko no mu butu turudu ko mu butu sofa wal mab tama bu mab tama da gena ya jama na kaire tamu e mu Almun pinnas tani an solve tab munchi le mama fiski de. Pinnu za wenta ni kap kap da de wala 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 chai ma bamulo le raji to. Lo raji munchi zo ke girma munchi bikila taya bikil se bikila haja. Ma butamo raji yao buturut za wen ina da rujal mun biyud bita wenta ni. Ma butamo le jana wala kin wala gumaj bakfelo wala mako wala haja bikil de. Na mara de mara kali wala jana
All right. Thank you so much, Mabior. Let's keep it here. Let's wind up the first session of this edition here. And we'll come back from that break. We'll have to give a chance to our guests to respond to your questions and some of the contributions you have so far made. And then we'll get back to more of your contributions by the course of the time. Stay there with us. It's the Women Talk of the Community Conversations 101. My name is Moyo Jacob Felix.
And I am Viola Elias. This is the Women's Talk segment of the Community Conversation Show on 101 Radio Miraya. And today we are discussing the issues to do with divorce and child custody. And we are asking, is the system fair for women when it comes to divorce and child custody under customary law? And will the new family bill change how divorce and child custody are handled in South Sudan? And we are privileged to have a women activist and a lawyer by profession here in the studio with us, Emanuela Pita. Pitia, welcome to the second hour of the program.
Thank you, Viola.
Yeah, right. Before we went for the news bulletin in Arabic, we had a number of questions and comments that came in, through our studio lines, and maybe we can first go through the questions and also the comments, and then we'll now open up the lines once again so that we can be able to receive more calls.
there's no specific question really.
Yes, but majority of them were common.
Yeah, majority of them were common. So, of course, there was this comment about what we should do to resolve these issues of divorce. And then one thing I can say is that there is a lot of campaign going around to reduce and harmonize dowry according to regions, because we are 64 tribes, and then it's not easy to harmonize all the culture or all the ways of dowry negotiation or marriage, how marriage happens, how the ceremonies happen in each of these tribes. So there's a suggestion of or there's a recommendation that it should be done according to regions. At least we know that in the Equatorial region, the similarity to how marriage happened, the customary way. And then also we look at the Bahr Ghazal and then Upper Nile like that. So if this has gone successful, then at least it will be able to reduce that issue of dowry being the key thing. Yani ita bilgo fi zawaj ketir bikelim gali ashan mali dafao kere mara destahmal hajat al batal. Washanen na nasawin ketir mina na anna mendu imkania. Ita bayno ita kander tala gurajil bikelim kere ta dafa wali kere usrata ki dafa mal le wara. Yela sikil mal al dafa wara tena de. How will you pay it?
Ita menda gurush.
Ita mendi imkania. Usrata ki zatu mendi imkania. Ugurush de futu. Gurushde khalas akolu, some
used.
Of them has been used for
some of the cattle have been used as well to marry to another person somewhere.
To marry another person. Yani mafi haja zatu, but zawaj zede, but munasabata zawaj de mafi haja, mali intaha. So how are you supposed to repay that dowry? So since dowry has been one of the key issues for kalam tatalak, there's these discussions going around to harmonize payment of dowry. يعني حاجة بكون فيها البكرة بعد بكرة كان في مشكلة زول بقدر دفع ورا كان كلم قال كده تدفع but again as from individual perspective just my point of view why should a woman repay dowry le de mara itagata mau fi bed inshallah jena mau weledu inshallah jena mau weledu kena kelim kida في حاجة المرة دامولو في بيتنا في خدمة الزول عمله ما نتدوري شنو how can you be compensated for the things you have done in that family for the things you have done in your house if the man is going to demand for repayment of dowry leyani ma there should be equity كده انو حاجة لتعمل في جوابتينك طبعا خدمة نسوين في بيت بكل احترام للرجال رجال باينو زي مارا بيجين من سبب في بيت قاملو ما قاملو لي عجا
ما
جيشتاكل راكابو تومورو نادافا كاسيل اينو ايال لومون ده حاجة بسيط خالص
and
it's normal ما يتامارا مفروتي تبامولو but trust me if we are to switch
the roles
it will be difficult يوم داك يا رجل بفهم Gali ma best fetisu gurush bara. We appreciate the effort done by men. You go outside, you hustle and all that.
Some
but
men.
don't undermine a woman who is staying
woman.
At home. Not every woman who stays at home sits the whole day doing nothing. No. Whatever she's doing, if we are to switch the roles, it will be very difficult for you to do it. And I know a lot of people out there can testify to this. Aye. So fi haja tani yani ihtiram le ana ya I cannot deny the fact that most of the problems that happens in marriage we initiated as women ita bilgo fi nasawin bikul ihtiram ma indu adab they provoke rajil lele derejal rajil bamal haja al uza to kan maderamulo وفير نساوين تانين زي فيو كولا جبل كلم ما بيعمل حاجة ما بيركبو أكل ذاته في بيت زيدي عشان بيركبو لبيت تما جركب لراجل تاكي no you're cooking for yourself Nasta bed, including yourself.
Yeah.
You are part of the family. Mm. Mm. So you cannot say I'm cooking because of my husband. No. You're cooking because of
for you.
For yourself.
You want to eat as
you should
well.
Be actually the first person in that list.
Mm.
So the Birgofinas, well, they're rakabu. The least you can do, rakabu. Isara kan yom sebit yom ahat. Tabura shokol min yom itninili yom juma. Yom sebit yom ahat. Lisa mara dema bide rakabu. So what happens in such situation? These are some of the things that push men into bringing in another wife. Yes, it is bad, but your behaviors, you have contributed into him bringing in a second wife.
Mm.
Yani, min nahiyata, I'm a married woman, and what I know is very important for me in marriage is respect. Ehtiram lazim kedokun ben nafarin. The same way a woman respects her husband, the husband should be able to respect you in return.
Mm.
And every person in that family, magal bes ihtiram de kun bin nafarin de, no. Even the family members, some of them, they disrespect you. Yani mara bos kut, lakin sukut takide, people misunderstand it. Their husband's family think that you're stupid. They think that ita ma bagderta belit. They disrespect you. Respect should be paramount. It should be the priority in every family. Through respect, you will be able to understand each other. And when there's understanding, mabosu le marahil vita talag and then all this misunderstanding in marriage. Yes. So maybe that is what I can add to our conversation.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Emanuela. And munkinena birija maratani lel al mujtamein mitana. Santa shark mana maratani finepsal barnamij, finepsal mudwoina, fi community conversations. Let's go, Radio Miraya.
Ustaz.
Yes.
Dana sita maratani.
Peter Scopus.
Kalam jemil.
Kalam na manta magder geni.
على درنا سكينو حلقة دي راجل يعرف موكيف وين والمرأة يعرف حدود وين
نعم فضل توالي
أنا ما سنسكن بالطريقة إنه أخطاء اللي بتودي للزواج من جانب الرجل ومن جانب المرأة بجهة تاني
نعم متى عندك واحد دقيقة بس
بعد ده كله بكفي يا أستاذ المهم بدينا حاجة زمن يدافع إكسترا تايم
نعم إكسترا تايم شيلو توالي
شي بتمشي لشنو تعرف الرجل المهمل الرجل الكسلان الرجل ما مهتم بإدارة البيت الرجل ما مهتم بالتربية ده بتعدل على الطلاق بعدك لجانب المرأة لا نقدر نتكلم لكلام أستاذة دي المرأة كسلانة المرأة الأصلا يعني كمجانة ما بذكر أكثر مرة أكثرنا 200 مناكير 200 ويعني اهتمام كده عشان يحسس الشباب قدام زوجه 200 ما بذكر واحدة بقى تقول عمره 80 سنة ده عشان بتكلي الرجل بتكره مرة وممكن بفكر للزواج للتاني لأنه بكون وكدك شاف نجمة لكن أكيرا شافك حاجة تاني غير نجمة لأن إهمالك وقتاتك ده بتودي لذلك فأنا أقول في كواتيم كلام في النساوين دايما مسلطين لما نشوف أهل الرجل في البيت بعمل too much complaint تقول ولدهم ده تقول راجل مقصر في البيت لما نجي أهلها هي خلاص بده بتحول لجنة فده حاجة الزرد بجيب للتلات إيه أصل لو مرة أو راجل ما قتام أوزن في البيت ده تلات ده بتمشي وآخر كلامي أي مرة كمية بتاع النساوين القادم تلقوها نتيجة لكم وكسل وعدم الاهتمام وعدم الاهتمام للراجل والسلام عليكم
شكرا
أبيتالي
سكوباس لسؤال لإدافات بتاك راديو ميرايا
فيرا لس
نعم
إتاجا كلاس
مساها النور
إتا وصلوا كلاس
مشكلة تموية واحد بس كان يوم يتنيني ده وليه كده تسالي مواويل
أنا مارو قدا دي بونسي كيفي
قدا دي تويق
95% دي أودر ودوين
أو بس دي نياكم
ده قدا ألالا قدا تنسوين مارو جال
يالا وطا دي نياكم يا موين جاو قدا
كيفي يا ماتوكي
تمام والله إنا ملتين في كلام بالتماتر والله وطاو الله بارد والله
الحمد لله
شكرا للبرنامج والله انا موس وانا ملتا جدا في البرنامج ده لانه مره ده ونسو نسيه tiaget al nusuan bamolu alumon maro galaga alumon bamol de galan wallahi nusuan kan gasu mo kire fata dan to mon quiz asanarufu ita kan gen fi bed ita mo jaws muhimu abitakshu nusu bed sabar kin fi nusuan yani kanindu jana kalam zere besid maragil to gale wallahi na ma baraka role maral ta num fogo agar besigin
o manta gi num bara zato
lama ya mama radionsu
that's all
ya sababu ragil gunum bara fogo eh ya eta kal magura kwa ma bifete sotan wala kif
ya dea shaba ragil binum bara
ay mara kan magura kwa isma bigibulo tan
ata bifete subena har kama binum bara
masan ta binum bara ke
ana kan darasa mara de
na masalo ya matoke
ay lano fin selan finu soan yana ita mwendo kala mamara fibi yani ajad kuleta gamule mara lakini o madara from fibi fikalam betara kaba ajad beshige ya to advise o back the rooms leno swana derinde yala tan yana fi banar sokala algeraba fisena de yani chokol betom besi dor fishari shisha begay sigara begay merisha begay ya to advise o back the rooms le bana talgira bas de lano bana de ya musakbal bitana ni swana al kubar de umon mabu fadol dano ayam bitamon biga kalaji umur bitamon kalaji inta lakin ma shi la shi rasana le gidam umon mabu kun ile de na al gira bas de umon mabu kun dor bitaw shinu len bana talgira basukal mwendo mokal bagder sair fu musakbal de
alright shukran matoke radio miraya نعم ايتلي سندك فرصة تشارك معنا فرقم بتانا 0912067879 ريجيو ميرايا
الو
نعم مساء الخير
مساء النور ميرايا اف ام سايمون لويدون في جريتا بيبورا دمستيج فيريا
نعم سايمون فضل طوالي
انا دينا سأل سؤال ناس ميرايا اف ام الملانا الملاج في ستيريو بيقول مشوا للأغاليم مشوا في النيل مشوا في سنت في كتوريا هم ما عملوا أسسمنت في برغازال يلا برنامج ده بنفسهم ميتين إنه المال ده يرجع في حدد معين اللي بيخلي aya zul bukunindo forsa lela hakia betao barnaamij de nafat meten
tayib awa thank you Simon for joining us Radio Miraya
yes
moyo
my question is not answered yet this is Levy
Ustaz Levy but we have so far talked about all the questions that were raised and majority of those were contributions or concerns
okay
yes
all right what was your
question again
I was asking why is it also happening among those monogamous people
come again
divorce why is it happening also among the those ones who are single married like monogamous
yeah all right thank you so much Rachel Miraya
hello
yes good evening
good evening mama dear and moya jacob
yes good evening to you
James Ndiani Madimanton South County
yes James fadal tawale
ana bashkuru itukum kulli fi studio de mama kaman ma kun fi studio aja wahir kaman de ne gol suwalar alkanna scholars body itum kede sarau le duval fi studio le kum sarau berha shan hubadele yo why so ana bu kuji madua albarnaani kuji ben tabanan albelad bitana mazet zaman ajer kan rakis bu biye ginea be kam lekin asade ita zato kai tar ragil zato rasake der lagbat zato uleta kamara zato kaman beza rasake der lagbato halbe ka kalande zato biga mafi aja der namul yaude ana shaye tibagi buyur je kalam de gidel hokor na kal woni so tibagi buyur gi farta ko kalam shinu de kalamu sulia mai ndia lela o holi go be jirani a window o kala ko bar fo gal wato be jiran gal yawde yaw hal o nas taban rabana gasu nas kul hajjal nas barabaraw so yo be tabele de ba jere kul geru zurub de ma fo michela fa ana indi sual ande ni gul tire jal tanin masalan mai shakal ma ke shakal masalan lekin mara to kan shakal bisubu bamul mahisala yalo de marabo rajul bu gul le ita karta kan wen de bita de de shokol wala de haja tan baraw ko bar za to mara de yaw gamul mu jas bal le yal del tamal masulata yal de ma rajul baraw u de ma mara baraw de kul le na kuluna hal shakal rujal al bahadi na sawin to man gar mai mai shakal bisub do shunu shanu man badere wonizu mar man sikiru jal zede de wa ni marat nen se na sawin tanin kaman ka rajili shakal ko bu golle guru bi ta dal de shakal bore guru de ta biwo duwe guru dal ta bi jibi bere de guru de sinya ana der le se ba six ana der le double ana der le kire kire zede ta salam al rajil de ba der le gowen windo kam sit
all right. All right. Thank you. But I also want to remind our listeners, there are a lot of things to discuss about families, but let's focus on our talking point, talk about divorce and the custody of the children. Vodio Miraya.
Hello.
Yes.
You're speaking to Abdallah from Haibaraka.
Abdallah.
Thank you. Thank you for your topic. The topic is really nice. You see, most of issues concerning divorce, it's a poverty one. Maybe you marry a wife when you are rich. In a certain extent, this wealth has gone, then immediately to contribute to the divorce because she wanted to. She's now looking for to get married to another man.
Because you no longer provide.
Yeah, you are no longer provide. But then when you have not enough resources, you really fulfill her needs. This is one factor. And then the other factor is, you see, it depends on Christianity. You see, if you do fear God, whatsoever difficulties that you are facing, you can ignore, because you know that everything has an end. Even the wealth that you are enjoying, sometimes you don't know how it comes. So those are the factors that sometimes if you are not fearing God, in case of anything that has arisen immediately, it will contribute to that divorce. The other issue is issue of responsibility, actually. Sometimes in the family, some people prefer to stay in nuclear family. So the others prefer, they are used to extended family. Now, in their family, when they were brought up in a nuclear family, reaching to the extended family, that's how problems arise now. Taking responsibility becomes difficult. So by then, you used to talk to me that you are only single and you have extended family. I'm unable. You see, those are the factors that sometimes most people are really suffering from. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Abdallah Min Haibaraka. Kedene shiru mukalama ubadde benedi fursa le daifa bitana fi studio ashani rudle juzumin as ila Radio Miraya.
Moi Jacob.
Ita rija tani mara.
Ana rija tani. Kala mbiga samu jadi. Pisol buta.
Meta bisibu fursa kamal le nas tanin.
Ama bukali fursa wala. Ya samu. Demi kala ba bafi ne lo zawin kala buta.
Naam.
Tare bi Moi Jacob.
Mhm.
Lo zawin tani galbum tamam gawi. Mhm. Lo zawin tani galbu makwes. Lo inta zoju. Zoyo, mara batak bamani ta kan gawi. Ufi bai faja, ajaja, urak asal lo. Wali yen asal fogo. Walaya haja lagak, winta lisagad, we. Pijiri minak, sikil nuza win zira zede. Ukun ke kalam de hagiga, bamani ta kan zol kwe zoyo. Laga aja basit furza, malga furza bugula hai.
Kura kasuru, kalaso bifeti zon tani.
All right.
Shukra da Babiorko Maratani. Fursa de hasile defa bitana Emanuela mungkin tabak der shilu fursa da ashanta birudu le su'alata la asalu fi su'al min matoke ana maarif kanta bada min matoke lakini matoke kanga yasal binu advice bitagu kunshunu le nusuan المجي أمور خدمات بتاعهم في بيوت بتاعهم وكمان إرشاد تاكي بيكون شنو لبنات الصغار في عمارة لسة صغار قاشرة مريسة وشيشة وحاجات ديل
أوكي ده أنا بيرجع للتربية في بيت يعني كان أنا بدأ بكلام تبنات الصغار الأسي يعني جينيريشن تحسي ده أنا بينو كانوا جينيريشن ده فرق شديد مننا and indeed جينيريشن ده they are different from us I at some point I blamed us because أني أنا سالقدامهم maybe we are not bringing them the right way maybe عشان أمهاتنا ربنا بتربية that made us who we are today maybe أمهاتنا ودلنا تربية أحسن من لنا جيوه دي لناس البوارة تتنا دي maybe أنا قصرنا معهم في حاجة you understand and then I also look at how parenting nowadays is not just about parents giving advice or parenting is not coming from parents only the generation right now is the current generation is exposed to internet compared to how we used to be yani ita bonus lejena haja by the time you are telling that child they have already seek advice from internet
from Google
umon biro umon bifetisho what are they getting they are not getting our culture what is in Google it is not well, most times it is the Western perception of life or the lifestyle of the Westerners hayat beta hawajat ay yani ita biligo hayat basit and terbia o talim tenata Africans bel khasani hna junubin da biligo jena take khalas ali muhaja al ita bistagarab munia weri le jena di hajide yala si bonus an hugukton the hug bit I'm above 18 I have the right mommy I cannot do this you cannot talk to me this way determinata when determinata kawja zaman tetene na bonus zede magalita bika for me ita khaif lakin ihtiram ay and then fi generation tenata biligo a child is raised by a whole community they say it takes an entire community to raise a child my mom is a teacher and right now like I know so many people who walk to me and they be like ah umataki wala umataki kan mu umataki anna kan ma zimena serede do umataki but then this is not their biological parents it's not their biological mother but she has contributed something positively as a member of the society umatai bro fi medersa because she's a teacher obi kan jena jafi whether sa susta to karabo uma kan ma ke to susta de fi bet obi tongo obi dakali to obi tongo jena re especially the boys obi tongeta bukurata biro fi bet ite aba amulo kan uma take mamulo you take the initiative to what to
sue
I to sue it
obi tonga sana banana
I so o kan ligo bini abewele tuwegi fishari obi wani su obi turujita kun min mahalde obi turujita kun
besod
be iya haja this is just an example of this the phrase that it takes a whole community to raise a child but what about now these things I'm saying it cannot happen right now even if you try to talk to another child the first thing is itemunu itomatai who are you these are the kind of things we face from this generation so terbia has been very very hard I as a mother I can testify that my children are still below 5 years but I'm already complaining I'm like parenting is hard God should intervene because whatever myself and my husband we are doing is not enough I feel like at 5 years my child is already challenging me because she's exposed to YouTube Ogai no hajad she's exposed to other kids from other upbringing fi madersa ai terbia de ma best terbia la narof galifi mutameni kulubikun quiz so this is very difficult but we should not give up as parents we should not give up on these children and then one last thing to this generation or to the young girls who goes out there whatever you do right now at this age it determines how you will be in your house. When you get married, these are the same girls that will feel like marriage is prison. Mm. Just because you're used to going out, you don't feel like staying home anymore, being with the children. The moment the man goes out, you too, you also want to go out. What kind of a lifestyle is that? Yes, there are times you can go out together, but not that every time Rajel Tala, Mara Kamandir Tala, Tabisibu Iyal, Dia Onas De, Ala Sigamul Hajadi. You feel like Asurita, you're not willing to commit. You don't understand that marriage is a commitment, a voluntary commitment. You willingly decide that I want to settle down. I want to commit myself. Fizawajde umofruta na bibehave anabamulu kida o kida o kida. So aye haja itagamul fi jilta hasedede, it contributes a lot to how you will be in your marriage.
Mm.
And then there was a question of what advice I have for the women who doesn't want to cook or take care of their families. As a married woman, you represent your family. Once you are married, you go into that marriage wanting to prove that you have been brought up in the right way. Ai odile taterbia sah min bet ita buori gali odile taterbia sah min bet kef ita bi represent usrata ki kef beteri gali ta bi carry yourself in that marriage ayi haje tamul fi zawade grijale nas betakum ita marakabu made kaslan umato maderi so ita jibu suma kap firasta umataki yet umataki had tried all her best ashan bideri sita tabaha. So I haja alana bamulu fi zawacha sene anna gi represent our family. You don't want to take a very bad image. You don't want to spoil the reputation of your family. Please, marriage is a 50-50. Not really 50-50, but it's a partnership. You are supposed to do things together. You're supposed to do things together. Oh, alela indu, ana ma indu. He brings him on board. Ana indu, ana yabijivu, kaman. Not gali, rajil dia lazim be provide. Yet I'm getting a lot of, like my salary is way more than rajil tai. Just because the society says that rajil, yabijivu, gurushu, bitala, akil, fibet, manato kalas. And the same applies to men. Mashan, beskelim gali, mara, ma, baro, frakabu, alimo. I have a problem with men who thinks that a woman doesn't know how to cook and you're not willing to teach that person.
Mm.
Let it be a problem if the person doesn't have the interest to learn. Yeah, these old men, dunia der alimu, they are mushkila. Lakin kano maarufu, take that person step by step. I always tell my mother-in-law, like I am a stranger in your family. Ani ausi usratai, ana jafi betakum. Ana ma baro fita kun kulu fi mahalde. Ana ma baro teliga ta kun tabed. Ta guwata ini. Aina na ze wahid min iyaltaki. Ali mana kef fita kun bigeni fi betini. Ali mana kef akil ta kun gira kabu. Fi bet tena mileh mabi kutu ketir. Fi bet ta kun tanga kul mileh ketir. Fi bet ta kun tanga kulu. Tanma ga kul zed. Ana ma barif. Ana bijia beterika tena ta kutu zed ketir fi bet tena. Leta kumini. So it's important for us to understand our roles. Each person should understand their roles in marriage, be the husband, the wife, so we can be able to coexist. Marriage is a partnership. Yes. And then lastly, there's a question of why is divorce happening even to those who are not in a polygamous marriage?
Yes.
So there are different grounds for divorce. Whatever I stated earlier, it was just an example. Saying that
it's not only polygamy that actually drives a divorce.
It is not. It is not that polygamy is the main cause of divorce. No. There are so many reasons. We have talked of people not taking up responsibility. You know, someone is getting a lot of money but is not willing to spend in the house, is not doing anything for the children. Those are things that can...
It's not listening.
Even not consummating the marriage, like that leads to infertility or not really infertility, like you are not able to produce.
Also, one of the partners is cheating.
Cheating is also a ground. Of course, these are grounds that you cannot easily prove. How do you go to be caught and say, Rajil, they cheat for Ghana? Yana, Ulimara, they cheat for Ghana. Of course, with women, it's interesting.
Yes, right. Also, there's maybe you can give, just a highlight on this. Jamie Sindia was asking about that there are some men, when their wives are working, they don't actually want their wife to work. If their wife are working, they, you know, they have these questions of why are you coming late?
And insecurity.
They are not working themselves. But the woman who is working, they are also not giving this woman peace.
You're selfish.
Yes. What message will you tell them?
That man is selfish. Inshallah, me as a person, inshallah, Rajil Taide, biyamululana iya haja fi bed. He's providing for me. My money is my money. It is important. Lazim mara kede kunindu mindu gurushto. Economic independence is a freedom in marriage. It comes with value. Beji behtiram. Ita kan indu gurush taki. Inshallah taki de kan jine. You see, men, they don't, when they give you money for food, omon mabikele mgali, de gurush tabile, de gurusa sukar, de gurusa maji. They don't do that. And that is the hardest thing in marriage.
Calculation,
budgeting, dividing that money. Oh, but I know the letter, $10, it sounds big, it's huge, it's a lot of money.
For one month.
Like it, what does that $10 constitute? What are the things under that $200? So, gurush dashanta be very good, very good, be katibu tit. It's not easy. This is where gurush tamara de bidakalu. She will not
to
tell
compliment.
You, I. Mara baamul hajat. Moya giku wufi bed. At times, you men, you don't know. Hajat alge hasil bat makanta kumtala. O hajat de magi tala min gurush min masarif de. So, it is important for you to allow the woman to do something for herself. Unless whatever she's doing is not, yani, hajal ma indu ihtiram. Shogolat al-kab. Shogolat to do with your reputation, your dignity, hajat zere. Lakini itakan ma mohtaj le gurush taide fi zawajda, nas umatai wabutai, they still need me. They still need my support. I need support for myself. I need that money.
All right. There's some messages here. This one is from Peter Gatkoth from Unity State. He's saying there are some women who work with NGOs. When they get money, they now want divorce. What message would you tell them, or what advice would you give them? Another message is from Matut Noon from Tonch North. He said most women are asking for divorce nowadays because of polygamy. What is the way forward? Let us just answer these two questions and then we will
in 1 minute.
We'll wrap up.
Okay, seeking for divorce because of polygamy is a personal reasons. For me, it's just personal. These are people that I stated from the beginning that they have principles. Every married person will have principles and boundaries. If I say that in this marriage, I don't want my husband to marry another wife, it's my reasons. And once you do that, I walked away. So I will not dwell much into that. For me, it's just personal. And then with women who seek for divorce, what? Are you in that marriage because of money? And now that you have your own money, to alita de
rua,
you don't need marriage. These are people that maybe right from the beginning itamaino sexia toka munu nesia totamaino itamaru gali zolde inakalam gurush. So because only go gurush tato kalas oma derita. Maybe you are there, you are just covering up. We go into another alternative. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Una, for that, Emanuela. Maybe in 1 minute, you give us your final message, and then a message that you would like to give to the public in regards to today's discussion before we conclude.
Okay. I wanted to say something small regarding the family bill, because when we look at issues to do with women, customs, and all this, it's centered. Like right now, most activists, the women activists, are pushing for the enactment of the family bill. To be honest, that is one of the laws that we are hoping to rescue women min mashakilat alfidio, especially things to do with harmful cultural practice.
Mm.
Inside the family bill, it addresses issues to do with child custody, clearly. In the family bill, it has addressed the constitutional contradictions on who a child is, except the definition given in the Child Act of the 2009. The constitution itself does not define who a child is. But in this new law, it explains a child is someone below the age of 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it also criminalizes marriage of someone below 18 years. That is a child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So once these marriages that are happening in the name of customs, tradition, once you have seen your period, kalas gal debiga mara, you are ready for marriage. No. This new law, it criminalizes that.
Mm.
And then this law also, it talks about the rights of women in regards to inheritance. These are very good things that has not been happening in our communities. Ita biligoza to abu benefsa to yao bigul gal, jena biniare, ano bodilo amlak ta ile shunu. Made bini abura Josufi mahal tani. No, this new law, children are to be treated equally. Abude kanindu. Inshallah ajila de kante yu vigasimu gurushta ajila de le ayi jena ta abude.
Mm.
As long as you carry the name of that man. Mm. Even if it a binia. So karamalgali de binia kerana mo wadilo, no. And also it's a very common thing fimutamate na mara kan rajil to mutu, te rajil de bija, tawali vishilu hajad, bisibu mara de zede. People don't care.
Mm.
What happens to the woman?
Mm.
They don't understand that you are still grieving. It ain't like iyal. Ita biraba iyal de kif. Usra bija min kulukona and they take away. It is for our brother. De hajata akuteno kida. These laws, it clearly states that women have the right to inherit their husband's property. Even if you don't have a child. That is the most beautiful part. Magala shanita besi ndagjena. If you can prove that you are legally married to that man, you have the right to talk about it. Yes, the only fear I have with this law is the fact that there's some gaps. We have identified some gaps. Even before it is passed into law, it's still a bill. So the gaps of, ghost marriage. It talks about ghost marriage and inheritance, wife inheritance, which is a very common thing for us in our society as South Sudanese. But it is silent in the fact that the woman doesn't have a consent regarding ghost marriage. Yes. So if these are part of the gaps we have identified, this law, this bill is also silent in regards to identity of children brought out of rape.
Mm.
The cases of rape have gone very high nowadays in our communities, and there are a lot of children that have been born out of rape. What happens to the identity of these children? As a result of ihtisab al-gihasil. Jena deta biwin. So there's this kind of gaps that are in the law, but as it says that it's better for us to have a law with gaps, and we will push for amendment later on than for us to have nothing. Yes. So there's also this perception of men thinking that this family bill is more of an attack on them. Yani they had ya to do with women. Khalas nasawin bijakunin du sort fi mutama. No. What is a family? Let's go back to the definition of a family.
Mm.
A family is composed of a wife, a wife and a husband and children. Ay rajil mara o iyal. So they ma best hajata na sawin de len nakuru. So let's join our hands and push for this enactment.
Thank you so much, Emanuela. You can actually be a very good not just a legal but also psychological counselor to many families. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you. And we thank our listeners for your contributions into the discussions. And as the conversation around divorce, child custody and the proposed family bill continues, you know, one thing becomes very clear. This is not just a legal issue. It's actually a deeply human story about fairness, dignity, and also protection. So for many women, the end of marriage is not simply a transition. It can actually become a moment of vulnerability. So losing access to children, properties, or even community support is a reality that too many actually face.
Right, and the proposed family bill offers a moment of possibility. It is a chance to rethink, reshape, and realign the legal framework so that it reflects both cultural values and fundamental rights. But for that to happen, women must not only be discussed, they must also be heard, included, and also be instrumental in shaping the law. Until next time, when we turn our focus to how communities without gangs or gun-building societies. From us in the studio, we thank you for tuning in into the Women's Talk of the Community Conversation on Radio Miraya. And I've been your host, Viola Elias.
Yes, and Moyo Jacob Felix. We bid you a very good night in the company of Radio Miraya, and goodbye.